This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Governor Cuomo is threatening to revoke National Grid's license to provide natural gas to New York City and Long Island in 2 weeks unless it restores service to 1,100 customers. National Grid refuses to activate hookups for new customers or customers who had their service turned off until the state approves a new billion-dollar pipeline that would stretch from Pennsylvania to New York. Cuomo tells New York One,
I don't accept the premise that if there's no pipeline, there's no gas. Their job was to provide a plan for future supply. That's one of their essential responsibilities, to say, well, we were hoping to get this pipeline, and we really want a pipeline, and even though it could be stopped by other states and it could take a long time to build, that was our only plan. I think that was irresponsible and reckless, and there have to be alternatives to bring gas to New York City and Long Island.
Cuomo says National Grid isn't the only utility in the world, and a lot of companies would like to serve the city and Long Island. National Grid said it is reviewing the governor's ultimatum. The Supreme Court is allowing a lawsuit filed by Sandy Hook families against the gunmaker Remington to go forward. Marla Diamond has details.
The High Court rejected an appeal from Remington Arms, who claimed existing federal law protects them from liability when their guns are used to commit crimes. Josh Koskoff, a lawyer for the family, says the decision puts gun manufacturers on notice.
But more importantly, I think it provides some measure of value to public safety, because we need this industry to be part of the solution at long last and not continue to engage in the conduct that leads to the type of, you know, of toll it takes on public safety. We need them to be part of the solution.
The family's lawsuit claims Remington recklessly marketed its assault rifle to younger at-risk males like the 20-year-old shooter Adam Lanza. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
A Metro North committee today punted a proposal to raise parking fees at commuter rail stations. The plan calls for increases of about 14% next year at 25 stations east of the Hudson River. Parking would no longer be free on Saturday either. North White Plains commuters would be hit the hardest, paying an extra $114 a year. State Assemblywoman Amy Pollan says she just met with Metro North staff last week, and the idea of parking fee increases never came up. In the Weather Center, meteorologist Bob Larson with temperatures continuing to drop this afternoon.
Michael, it's an early taste of winter with the cold, the wind, and even snow showers scattered about, including across Long Island this hour and even into parts of the city. We'll stay windy and cold this afternoon. The snow, a mixed snow and rain showers will dissipate. A little sun later on, but temperatures steady or dropping. Partly cloudy tonight. Blustery and very cold, although near the record of 22. Sunny tomorrow, but still quite cold. It's still somewhat breezy. Tomorrow's high 34. It's now 30 in Middlebury, 38 in Islip, 35 at Midtown. Temperatures steady or dropping this afternoon. The current wind chill is 28.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.